52 today, and yes, here he is, New York Giants hero, David the Catch Tyree. So good to have him with us. Of course, the famous catch from Eli. Good morning, David. Tyree, good to have you on. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, man, pleasure's mine, man.
David, mine. David Tyree, this is JP, and I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Before, he said a lot of things like, I want to hug this man.
Yeah, I do believe I want to hug this man. It did come out of my mouth. You are correct about that.
Well, I'm certainly, it worked out well for everybody.
If you get some freaky salt and pepper hair guy that comes up to you at the event and just gives you a giant hug, that's me. Don't be scared.
Trust me, I've had stranger things happen.
I'm sure you get that reaction all the time, right? I mean, Giant fans, I mean,
right, throws a deep ball down the right.
Hold on 1 second.
Jump ball, Odell Beckham Jr.
What the hell's coming up?
Oh, okay. Hi, I mean, you must get that all the time.
Was that all kind of weird introductions and things of the sort?
Yeah, people hugging you, loving you.
I'm well loved. That's for sure. I'm well loved, man. I'm definitely not. Thank God, I'm not short on it. There's no slack there.
People naming their kids after you? Did you have that one yet?
No, I haven't got any of that yet. But you know, I've seen some license plates. I'll take some of those. Those are nice. All good things though.
Oh, you've seen people put you on their license plate?
Yeah.
That's
I've
great.
Had a couple license plates, some sweet deals.
Nice, man.
Boy, could you ask for more? If you're going to have a career, could you ask for more than being remembered like that? That's great.
No, I tell you, that's one of the biggest parts of my, my personal story, man. That was always my desire to do something or, you know, to be remembered, you know, to kind of leave a little imprint. And, amazing. One play, by God's grace, you know, positioned me to do that.
But it's not one play. People forget that you already had the touchdown.
No, you're totally correct. You're totally correct. You know, obviously, obviously, even before any of that, not to say I would have been, I wouldn't have had the same kind of career apart from the Super Bowl, but I was obviously really satisfied with the way my career was progressing and some of the accomplishments I had up to that point.
Right. You had already been to a Pro Bowl.
Yeah. You know, like I said, I never felt, you know, totally insignificant. But obviously, when you're talking about, that level of, you know, significance and remembrance and leaving an imprint, it's obviously something that you can't fathom. So it's great.
I got a couple of questions for you. Bring us in the huddle on that play, on the catch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely, man. Just the play call, you know, obviously intense. We're 3rd and 5. 2-minute drill. For the most part, we have been running 4 wide receivers in our 2-minute drill. Eli's come in. He's obviously always calm and reserved. It was 76 max union wise. 76 max union wide sale and max protection. Myself post on the outside. Steve Smith out breaking route. Good 2-minute call. And they got in breaking routes on the other side with Amani and Plax. Like I said, none of that stuff really matters with the Patriot defense.
Right.
offensive line set up to play well by Olaying everybody. And, Eli just, you know, obviously it just turned to, you know, above the X's and O's, did his best Michael Vick impression and you know, kind of created a, you know, iconic moment.
If that plan ran perfectly, who was it going to?
I guess you could say I have a shot over the top if the safety wants to get nosy with Steve Smith's route.
Right.
We should be able to hit a post over the top. It rarely happens. Usually I'm taking the top off the coverage, and we should be able to hit Steve Smith. They ran a couple 4 on one side, 2 on the other. So, so we were covered. They ran a lot of it. We were covered, but I did have a shot to get the ball, but, you know, like I said, usually it's taking the top off.
I'm going to tell you something that I probably wouldn't say if Eli was in the room. You should have gotten the truck.
You know, the funny thing is, I think I've probably said it to him a couple of times. Man, you didn't need that truck, man. You could have gave me that truck.
Right? You totally could have gave me that truck.
That's great.
Like, come on, bro.
How do you not give me the truck?
When you,
I love it.
After you, how hard are you pressing that ball against your head to make sure it doesn't touch the ground?
Well, obviously, at that moment, I don't even know where it is. All I know is that, you know, in my mind, I got the ball, and and the other part of me is just I'm saying I'm not letting this ball go. So, that's really the only, you're preparing yourself for contact, position yourself to make the catch, went up with two hands, didn't last long. I remember one hand being off the ball, and it was just putting the other hand back on the ball.
Yeah.
So I didn't see the play at all until I got back to the hotel. So I knew it was a good play, a great play, but I never thought it was a historical play.
Yeah.
And, I didn't see it until I got back to the hotel. We're celebrating.
Listen, you brought us into the huddle. Now I'm going to bring you into my house. The end of the third quarter, I had to throw my father-in-law and mother-in-law out of the house because all I kept saying is, the Giants are going to lose. The Giants are going to lose. I'm wearing sweatpants. I got the fireplace going. I'm wrapped in my Giants blanket. I threw my in-laws out of the house.
This is maybe more than he needs to know.
Right. Hey, listen, I just want to... We're sharing.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get it.
I threw my in-laws out of the house about 45 minutes before the play, right at the end of the third quarter.
So
I threw
it's you and the TV. It's just like
me
real
and
intense.
The TV. Me yeah. and the TV, I'm tense. I'm rocking back and forth a little bit.
Yeah.
I might have had a cocktail or two.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Eli, the play happens. He's breaking free all over the place. I thought they were going to blow the play dead, so I got pissed off. Then all of a sudden, I don't hear the whistle, and he just chucks his thing up, and you come down with that ball on your helmet. Popcorn and chips flying all over the joint. By myself.
By yourself.
Like a lonely loser. By myself. That's how much joy that catch brought me.
I appreciate it, man. I think these are the moments that make it all worth it because the stories, man. I'm telling you, the stories are endless and they're all uniquely impressionable. I love it.
Are you going to be at the stadium for the Jets Giant game this weekend? I know you're working for the Giants now, right? Not that I stalked you or anything.
I'm at every game.
That's great.
I'm kind of I'm in the trenches with the guys. Doing a little on field, mostly off field.
Right on, man. Well, listen, we cannot wait to meet you, at the event. I don't know if you know much about the event. We've been involved with it for a long, long time. John Thiessen, what he does for kids on Long Island is just stellar. And so, a lot of the times with charities, the money goes to overhead and not with this one. So you got yourself involved with a really, really good one, and you'll have a great time. We'll have you on stage with us. You'll be signing stuff and watch how we'll have a Giants jersey or a helmet, and the bidding will start at one thing, and then the minute you sign your name on it, kaboom, everything goes crazy.
It'll be a lot of fun, David. You'll have a good time. We're glad to have you as a part of it.
Oh, listen, I'm thrilled. Like I said, the information feedback I got, obviously, found out OJ and Leonard were a part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing some of the other people that are involved with it. And like I said, it's great when you see an organization with that kind of longevity and impact.
Yeah.
It usually kind of speaks for itself. And I hope to make it a even bigger success.
And for the fans, it's not often when you get three New York Giants Super Bowl champions on one stage at one time.
And wait till you see OJ Anderson's auctioning skills. He's incredible at it.
He's a bad man, bro.
I've heard the legend has already
I'm sure he's told you.
Out to me.
Yeah, he is a bad man. You give that man a microphone and an audience. Damn.
Yeah, he's great. All right, David, we'll see you at the gig.
Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Truly looking forward to it, man. Appreciate you guys.
And if an extra jersey in your trunk, large, I'll bring a Sharpie.
It's shameless. It'll never end.
Yeah, I'm horrible. We'll see you at the gig, man. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Hey, y'all have a good day, pal.
Take care. You too. New York Giant hero David the Catch Tyree, and he will be one of these celebrities, like you just heard us mention, tonight with the John Thiessen Children's Foundation Holiday Gala at Mulcahy. Starts at 6. Get there when you can. There's a big auction. Emerson Boozer from the Jets will be there. Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium, will be there as well. She's been there for quite a few years in a row. And it's a huge night. You get top-shelf drinks and great food, and it's just a fun night. You want to come out, do something nice for the John Thiessen Children's Foundation, and you can bid, or if you don't want to, that's fine too, but there's raffles and really good stuff. All the info, WBAB.com. We'll see you tonight, and thanks to David Tyree for the time. Right now, 7:55, Ted Ezra Rhodes.
On 347 westbound, it's a slow go, making your way